Now, back to Insight with Antoine Seawright.
And we are back. And I'm going to go straight to the phone lines. Frank Knapp just joined us in the studio. Let me go straight to the phone lines. Hello, you're on the air.
I was just calling because I had a question about the radio station. Did y'all merge or y'all change the call numbers of the 60s?
Yes, ma'am. It's now WFMVAM, and that is 96.3, I think it is.
Okay, so we don't even get the chance to listen to P.A. Bennett or none of them anymore.
That's a question. You call back in the 1 o'clock after one, and then we'll get your questions answered.
Okay, all right. Thank you so very much. You have a blessed day now.
Frank Knapp, how are you?
Antoine Seawright.
I'm so glad you're here.
Democratic political consultant extraordinaire. And you're dressed up like you were going to be on CNN or MSNBC.
No, I was just pretending that. I knew you were coming, so I wanted to dress up perfectly, man.
Well, you and I go back a ways.
We do, and I want to thank you for your friendship. I was just saying earlier that the highest compliment you can give any man or woman is to call them friend. And so I'm so thankful I can call you my friend.
Thank you very much. Reciprocal. Absolutely. So listen, thanks. And I don't know how long much time we have.
We have the rest of the hour.
So Antoine, I know you've been busy. Because you have any clients now running for president?
No. Thankfully, CBS won't allow me to do that.
on Monday, the long-awaited report from the South Carolina Department of Administration came out on what the future could be for our public-owned utility, Santee Cooper. The listener out there may remember that Santee Cooper was in partnership with SCG. They were going to build these nuclear plants up in Fairfield County, and the whole thing went under. The whole thing was $9 billion in debt. SCG was eventually bought by Dominion, and Santee Cooper still has $4 billion in debt. So the question from the General Assembly is, what are we going to do with $3 billion debt public utility? Are there better options out there? So there were three ideas that came out of the joint resolution that was passed last year. One was to let Santee Cooper continue as a state agency, and have what would they do to reform themselves? One idea was to have somebody else come in and manage Santee Cooper. And the third idea was, let's sell Santee Cooper. So the Department of Administration released a report this Monday, and with those three options, and they recommended that if the General Assembly wants to have somebody come in and help manage Santee Cooper, they recommended to be Dominion Energy. And you'll remember Dominion Energy services in the whole area here that used to be in SCG. And if they wanted to sell it, it should go to Next Era. That is a large energy company. Has a big footprint across the country, especially in the area of alternative energy renewables. Mm-hmm. One of their sister companies is Florida Power and Light.
Mm-hmm.
So Next Era has put in a proposal to purchase it, and that is one of the options that the General Assembly is going to be wrestling with over the next 2 months. They started talking about it today. So the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, which I am the president CEO of, we've always maintained that, and this was for both SCG and for Santee Cooper,
mm-hmm.
that we didn't think that the ratepayers of either utility ought to pay any of the nuclear debt that those two entities had accumulated, because there was nothing of value in it for the ratepayer. It's a hole in the ground with concrete and steel.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to have all the money that they'd already paid toward that nuclear project clawed back.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our position with SCG. We didn't get it quite done, but we got $2.75 billion off the back of the ratepayer there out of the $5 billion of debt. And now everybody turned to focus on Santee Cooper and what to do with their $4 billion. What's the best path forward? So those are the three things that they put forward. Our position hasn't changed. Whatever they choose, we want it to be the one that relieves the ratepayer of paying any of the remaining $3.6 billion of nuclear debt that Santee Cooper has, and to try to get back the increased rates that they've already paid over the years toward that nuclear plant.
Got it. For people who are wondering, you can now find PA and Dawn online at WGCV.net at their regular time. And very soon, you will be able to catch them on 105.1 FM. So just a few changes here at the station, but all is well. Speaking to my dear friend Frank Knapp, who's talking about a very critical issue to the ratepayers and to the people of South Carolina, and what happens with our publicly state-owned utility, Santee Cooper. Frank, for people who may not be playing ball at a high level as you do, or who may not pay attention to that, why is this important? Why does it matter?
Well, it matters because nobody wants to pay higher electric rates than they have to. Ask any resident. Small business the same way. We don't want to pay any higher rates than we have to. So when SC&G and Santee Cooper really mismanaged that project up in Fairfield County and probably did some things that might be illegal if we find out FBI investigations are going on, the ratepayers should be responsible for that. There should be a way of relieving them of that burden. And technically for Santee Cooper, should Santee Cooper go, belly up for some reason, the taxpayer of South Carolina is obligated to pay that $3.6 billion and all their nuclear debts. They actually have more than $3.6 billion. So it is a critical issue for anybody who says, yeah, we ought to have the lowest rates, electric rates around to help our consumers, both residents and commercial.
Frank Knapp, president, longtime president of South Carolina Small Business Chamber, here in South Carolina, been a fair advocate on the front line for issues that matter to the little people. Working with Frank, there's so much going on and so much competing for the time, energy, and attention of everyday people. But you think this is one of those top line issues?
It is. The General Assembly, as you know, Antoine, thinks it's a very high priority issue. They've got to get this resolved. Those are the three options that I'm just briefly went over. Let Santee Cooper try to reform itself. Let Dominion Energy come in and offer some management expertise, or sell outright to Left Era Energy. I've looked at the proposals, and let me start with the Dominion management proposal,
because that's real.
These are all real. These are right now things the General Assembly starting today started talking about. Which one do we want to pick? So Dominion Energy, I've looked at their proposal, and basically they say we will put at least three top executives in management positions in Santee Cooper, and maybe even give you a CEO from Dominion. And then we'll also form a committee to see how we can save money. That was their proposal. I mean, essentially, that is it. There's really nothing else in their proposal. It looks like they wrote it over coffee sometime.
Bring that word.
So the report from the Department of Administration basically said that the Dominion Management Plan has an absence of specific proposed cost-saving measures, and it has no benchmarks or performance criteria. It doesn't appear really much other than saying, hey, we'll have better managers than Santee Cooper. But there's no plan for paying off having the ratepayers not pay that $3.6 billion in nuclear debt, and there's no plan for returning any money to the ratepayer. So it doesn't meet our criteria at all for what we think the decision ought to be made upon. So then you turn to Santee Cooper itself, look at their reform plan. So the reform plan of Santee Cooper basically says they're going to do some combination of operational changes and cost-cutting actions so they can accelerate paying off the $3.6 billion in debt. And they will also, over 20 years, maybe reduce the cost to ratepayer by $2.3 billion over what they thought they were going to collect from them last year. That's all well and good on paper. But the problem is it is on paper. Even the Department of Administration itself said, and this is a quote from that, and they looked at Santee Cooper, they looked at the history of Santee Cooper, and they say, Santee Cooper does not have a history of effecting the kinds of changes contemplated by the reform plan, so its ability to achieve the benefits of the reform plan remain unclear. I think that was probably the sanitized version of the one who say, this is not worth the paper you put it on. So, Santa Cooper has basically have said, we're going to make our ratepayers pay that $3.6 billion back. We're going to speed it up so they save a little bit of money. And we're going to figure out some other bells and whistles to save me money over the next 20 years. The Department of Administration says, we have big doubts about whether they can actually pull this off. So then you come down to the third option, and that is allowing Next Era to buy it. What does Next Era say regarding our top priorities? Next Era says, we will spend about $8 billion. We will absorb all that $3.6 billion in nuclear debt and add a couple more billion to it to take off some of the other debt that Santa Cooper has.
Because they do have debt.
They have the pockets to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're a larger company than Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in addition to that, they're going to give almost $1 billion in rebates or credits, rate credits, to the consumers to address their past higher rates because of that nuclear plant. Next Era's plan addresses both of our top priorities, while the other two options do neither.
So it sounds to me as if you're saying Next Era may be the way to go.
From a business standpoint, it makes financial sense for the state, makes financial sense for the ratepayer. It achieves our objectives. Now, are there other considerations that have to be mulled over and due diligence paid by the General Assembly? Sure. But the top priority ought to be protect the ratepayer from paying any of that $3.6 billion of nuclear debt and try to get them back as much money as you can for the increased rates they paid over the years for that nuclear project.
Got it. Frank, we got to take a quick break, as you know, to pay some bills, and we'll be right back with more Insight with Antoine Seawright. Studio. Frank Maripas, National Director, the President of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber. Hello, you on the air?
We're still talking about SCNG with the plant that was unbuilt.
We're testing on that, but really talking about Santee Cooper and what the next phase, what a possible sale could look like.
Okay, yeah, where, you know, the government bailed out the car industry and the bank industries a couple of years ago. Couldn't they bail out this situation so it won't fall on the citizens that's paying for the light bill? Why should the light bill increase? Why don't the government bail them out as they bailed out everybody else?
Well, thanks for the question.
Thank you, Colin.
And in a way, I understand what you're saying about bailing out the car industry, and that was the federal government doing that. In a way, that is actually what Next Era Energy is proposing to do. They're proposing to take away all that nuclear debt off the backs of the Santee Cooper and the electric cooperative ratepayers. They're playing the role that the federal government played back in the crisis. We had a financial crisis we had with the car manufacturers. So essentially, that's what Next Era is saying. They're going to absorb it into their company. They'll never charge the ratepayer for any of that $3.6 billion of nuclear debt that Santa Cooper has. And on top of that, they're going to throw in another couple $1 billion to take away some of the other debt that Santa Cooper has.
Thank you, caller, for the call. Frank, Matt, if this issue is not settled this year, then what does that mean?
So if I'm Santa Cooper, what I'm hoping is that it doesn't get settled, because that means they get what they want. They remain a state agency in control. So I think that that's probably the position that they're trying to do in the General Assembly, is they're going to try to stall this thing so that the General Assembly doesn't make a decision, and by default, they will be choosing the option of keeping Santa Cooper state agency.
So you're saying if things don't move by the crossover date, which is sometime in March, there's a possibility that things could remain the same.
That's absolutely true. I think that we're all hoping that the House has to make the first decision on this, and that they will move a bill quickly. We had hope to sell Santa Cooper, and then it'll go over in the Senate, and then it can take a little bit more time. I think the opposition is going to be in the Senate. I think that's where a senator from Berkeley is going to put up the fight. And as you know, from being over in the Senate, Antoine, a singular senator can really
shut down the day.
Stop the whole thing unless the rest of the senators finally say, we've had enough, we're going to vote to sit you down.
It happens. Frank, Matt, one more question. For people who may not be as well versed on Santee Cooper, can you give me a snapshot of history of the agency and what it actually means?
So Santee Cooper is a government agency that produces electricity, and that was critical back in the late 20s, early 30s, because there was no private utility wanted to generate the power and deliver it to the rural South Carolina. So Santee Cooper really has played an important economic development role for the state. No doubt about it. You can't take that away from them. But you also can't live in the past. Those days are gone. There's too many private utilities out there that want to do that. And should the state be in the business of generating electricity anymore? And I personally don't think it should be.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you gentlemen doing today?
We're doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Okay. And this is just an opinion that the state doesn't really want to get rid of Santee Cooper. And that's because they've been using it as a dumping ground where, you know, any excess money or money mismanaged and being spent, all of that stuff has been dumped, you know, into that budget. And so that's how they kind of clean up things. So I just wanted to know Frank's opinion on that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is all our opinion, so your opinion counts. So I don't necessarily follow what your thoughts are here. Santee Cooper generates all its own revenue for operation, and I don't think that the General Assembly has been, and Antoine, you could probably ask this question, has been in the business of actually putting money, state money, into Santee Cooper. What's the story in that?
That's not traditionally the thing. Of course, there's some funding that goes along with Santee Cooper because it's a state agency,
right,
but not in the business of it, as you were saying.
Yeah, so I don't know. You probably heard rumors to that effect. I don't know that that is the case. I think the reason why some state legislators may not want to turn loose Santee Cooper as a state agency is because there's been this history of cooperation. There's been this history that a state legislator can get some, you know, preferential treatment maybe for some of their constituents or other things. They've had this relationship ongoing for a long time. But now we're in a crisis mode. There's only one place to go to get that $3.6 billion in nuclear debt paid, and it's the ratepayer. And if Santee Cooper go belly up, it'd be all taxpayers.
Got it. And for the caller who just was on hold, please call back. We'll make sure to get you. I accidentally pressed the wrong button. 803-733-5620. 803-733-5620. Frank, you think the posture is reflective of kind of some of how people are feeling from the Dominion deal?
Well, there's a lot of bad feelings about the way the Dominion deal was put together. Again, we wanted Dominion to absorb all the $5 billion that SCNG owned for that nuclear debacle. They did a little bit more than half of that, so that was good. But, you know, Dominion is a big dog, and they're going to be coming in for a rate increase in 2020, maybe within the next couple of months. We'll see what that rate increase is going to be. But there is concern, I think, that allowing Dominion Energy to be in a management role for Santee Cooper would basically make Dominion unstoppable in the General Assembly. They would be in control of 2/3 of the utilities, electric utility in the state, and that might be perceived by some state legislators as being way too powerful, and that nobody could really say no to whatever they wanted. So, and I do think there's still some bad feelings between some of the members of the General Assembly and Dominion, but that part is done as far as SCNG, and now we move on to trying to resolve the problem with Santee Cooper.
Frank, I think the Dominion deal, for the most part, is kind of working.
Well, it it certainly is working to the fact that nobody's lost any power. I mean, it, you know, they basically took over SCG, and it was a smooth transition. Nobody saw any interruptions. They're doing the job. They're doing the work. But you know, in that whole process of Dominion being approved to by SCNG, and that decision was made by the Public Service Commission. You know, there were people who had differences of opinion on how to move forward. So, you know, it's not that old. I mean, it's only, barely over 12 months then that decision was made. So, but those things will heal. I mean, we all hope and anticipate that Dominion will be a good player in South Carolina and be interested in our growth.
Shifting back to Stacey Cooper, in the midst of an election year, obviously adds a layer of thickness to the complication formula. Do you think that's going to be part of the strategy and discussion and consideration because we're in an election year and because it would be big structural change?
If I was running for election as a House member or Senate member this year, I would not want the public to hear that I wanted the ratepayers to pay $3.6 billion when there was an alternative to get that off of the ratepayers' back. I would rather run on, hey, let's save the ratepayer. Let's take this burden off of them, and let's try to get them some of their money back. I think that's a much better position to run on than run on something that says, no, we're going to let you keep on paying that rate.
The other thing, Frank, before we take a break is, I'm just curious to know, what this would mean for rural areas predominantly where African Americans are.
So, Santee Cooper had built up over all these years a reputation of providing good service in the rural community. And they have. No doubt about that. I don't anticipate that, next era taking over all the responsibilities and assets of Santee Cooper is going to change that. Next era, you know, they make money by keeping customers happy. They will be under the regulatory authority of the Public Service Commission. Mm-hmm. That's something that Santee Cooper was never under. Nobody ever, there was no third party overseeing, looking over the shoulder of Santee Cooper. Now there would be if Santee Cooper is sold to Next Era. I can't imagine that in this day and age that any private utility wants not to do right by its constituents, by its customers, because you know when they use their electricity, that money, that profit, then goes to that private utility.
Hello, you're on there.
Hey, Antoine, this is your friend Alan.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I have an opinion.
I would love to hear.
I think that it should be sold to next year, and we somehow revamp the Public Service Commission, and also we take the senators and the governors out of making those decisions about a utility company. And I know it's a far cry from what anybody would be happy with, but I think we would be better off with some type of, and I don't want to call it government agency, it may be a private agency that oversees the production, the producing of the electricity from Santee Cooper, and something like that. It's going to be sort of like a hybrid organization, but I would not like to see the senators nor the governors have their hand in anything like they have had in the past in Santee Cooper. And I think the $3 point something billion that Netgear is going to be able to somehow eat, but I got a funny suspicion that you'll end up paying for it anyway. But what do you think of those ideas?
Thank you, Carl. I'll let Frank answer.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, thank you for that. You know, that's always been a suspicion that, you know, how can this private company absorb all that money and not get paid back by those ratepayers? It's the way business is done. It's what Dominion Energy did. And when they took $2.75 billion of the nuclear debt from SCG and took it away and is never going to show up on for the repair of SCG, now Dominion, to pay for, we have a Public Service Commission and office regulatory staff that will make sure that never happens. They're big enough to absorb it in their system. They're playing the long game. And that's what NextEra is doing. They are even bigger than Dominion. They can absorb 3.6, but in fact, they can absorb $8 billion. They've already put it on the table. They're playing the long game. As a regulated utility in South Carolina, they will be guaranteed a profit. That's what a regulated system is. So they're playing the long game. They're going to, you know, they've already figured out how they're going to be making money going forward and absorbing all that debt.
Hello, you're on the air.
Was any money mismanaged with the SCNG build another plant? Hello?
We personally don't know. I think there's ongoing investigations on some of that. But I can't answer that.
No,
who can? I mean, how long is it going to take to answer that question?
Well, it's an investigation, so that's not up to us.
Yes, I understand. There's always rumor out there about what investigations are going on. But unless you have a friend in the FBI or the U.S. or U.S. Attorney's Office, the public just simply doesn't know. But thank you for the question. And let me go back, Antoine, and address what the other gentleman asked about. And that was reforming the Public Service Commission and making sure that these legislators and the governor does not not involved in the utility matters going forward. The Public Service Commission is that entity that regulates the utilities. What's going on now is because Santee Cooper is a state agency, they're not under the regulatory authority of the Public Service Commission. That is why the governor and the legislators are involved in the Santee Cooper issue. If they sell Santee Cooper to NextEra, then they will not be involved in the regulatory matters. It'll go back to the Public Service Commission. Does that mean there shouldn't be reform at the Public Service Commission level? Sure there is. We've already proposed some reforms. But at least at that point, it'll be in the hands of that five-person commission that they will be responsible for both for Duke, Dominion, and then also now NextEra and regulating them.
Frank, we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. That's what we call a quick break, Frank, man.
should I give yourself a commercial? Hey, go out and buy XYZ.
Well, I was going to start singing the Kit Kat commercial. Give me a break. Give me a break. Talk with the main man, Frank Knapp. Frank, we have about 9 minutes left on the show, and I'm just so glad to have you in the studio.
Well, this is important. What this conversation is going to be around for the next 60-plus days, and the public needs to understand what are the different things that are going on and the decision that's going to be made and how that's going to impact them, especially if they're a co-op, electric co-op member, or if they're getting their electricity directly from Santee Cooper. This will be the biggest financial transaction the state of South Carolina has ever made.
This will be bigger than Dominion.
Bigger than Dominion because Dominion was buying another private utility.
Right.
This is a state agency with assets, and if they sell this to a private company, it'll be the biggest financial transaction the state of South Carolina has ever made. So we're living history at this time, and so people need to pay attention and make sure that they've made their voices heard by their state legislators, both House member and Senate, of what they think ought to be done. And just simply our opinion with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, we think it's pretty much of a no-brainer. We need to sell this asset to a private utility who's willing to relieve all of that nuclear debt, take it off the back of the ratepayers, and kick in another couple $1 billion to remove other debt that Santee Cooper has, and to claw back some of the money the ratepayers have already paid. This is a business deal. That's what this is about.
Frank, if the public wanted to engage, what would you tell them to do, how, and where?
Well, you knew better than I have worked over in the South Carolina Senate. They need to contact their state senator, or they need to contact their House member, and they can go online and find that out, and just give them a call, send them an email to their
www.scstatehouse.gov is the website.
That's right, and you can go there, and you can look up all the members of the House, all the members of the Senate, and and you'll find out who represents you and what district you are in. And they either call them, send them an email, go see them. You know that that they need to hear from you, the people, the ratepayers, about what you would like them to do and how to make this decision. Because there'll be certainly, as you know, Antoine, a lot of other folks in the State House who are trying to get what they want out of it. Dominion Energy will probably be trying to get what they want out of it. Santee Cooper, state, people will want to get what they want out of it. And all we're saying is make the right business decision for all those ratepayers and sell this asset to a private utility that has the deep pockets that will do it, and do it justice and put it back in the regulatory process, save ratepayers billions and billions of dollars. We just don't need to be in the state running a utility any longer.
Frank, has your opinion evolved over time on that? Or have you always been in that
no,
posture?
No, this was, I can still remember the day that, I got a call from a reporter, saying that SE&G and Santa Cooper just pulled the plug on building the nuclear plants up in Fairfield County. I can remember that day, and they said, well, what's your opinion about that? And my opinion that day was, we don't want to pay any more of the nuclear debt. It's worthless to us. There was that hole in the ground up in Fairfield County. The ratepayers shouldn't have to pay any of that nuclear debt, and we want to claw back every penny we put into this project. So it has not changed from 2017 to today.
Frank, we got about 3 minutes left on the show. I want to give you a few minutes just to tell your own story, because there are people who perhaps may not know the Frank Knapp story. Talk about what you all do at the Small Business Chamber and some of the work you're doing and why it's important. And welcome to your lovely intern to join us.
Jordan Amanda.
Thank you for training up the next generation.
So basically, the South Carolina Small Business Chamber, I co-founded it back in 2000, and we are an advocacy organization statewide for small businesses. We advocate for the general interest of small businesses. We'll let the big boys take care of themselves. And so sometimes we're not on the same page as our big corporate brothers. But that's okay. They have plenty of deep pockets to take care of themselves. We are not well financed, but we work very hard, and we've been very successful over the years of helping small businesses, making South Carolina a more small business friendly state. And we will continue to do that going forward. But we appreciate the support of the public, the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce will keep on representing solely the interest of small businesses.
And if people want to become a member, can they?
They go online. They go to, just Google up South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, and you'll find a website, and there's a place for under membership there that you're welcome to join. Or give us a call. I'd be glad to talk to you. If you've got a small business, I'd love to hear from you and see what you're doing, see if there's anything that we can do to help you.
Thank you, Frank Knapp. Frank, I'm going to use the last few minutes of the show to definitely, and I will do this for the rest of the month, to acknowledge the fact that, number one, early voting has started in South Carolina for the oh-so-consequential February 29th Democratic presidential preference primary. There are several locations here in Richland County. There are locations across the state in which you can go and vote early. If you're going to be busy on that Saturday, I know Saturdays are busy days for people, you can go and vote now. So please exercise your God-given right. And secondly, in the month of February, we pause to pay tribute and honor people who have paved the road for us to be where we are, and to acknowledge those who will continue to pave the road. And I know for certain, I stand on the shoulders of so many people, names I know, names I don't know, names history remembered, and so many names history has forgotten. And none of us will be where we are if it wasn't for somebody else being where they were. And so I think it's always important, not just in February, but to acknowledge so many people who have come before us and paved the road and positioned us so the next generation can be better than the previous generation. I'll be back next week right here on Insight with Antoine C. Wright. Thank you, Don Fryerson, for your friendship and for always tuning in.